So welcome. Today is July the 7th. Literally, I am sitting in the studio, July the 7th, 2025. And we're glad that you're with us. We trust you had a great Independence Day weekend. We had a good time. We were on our way home from HopeCorps ITW and actually stopped just north of San Diego, California, and watched some fireworks with the kids, and had a good meal the next morning, got up and trudged on home. So had a great service yesterday. This is all about Independence Weekend. Boston preached, our youth pastor preached Sunday morning, did an incredible job, and one or two got the Holy Ghost, and then I preached last night. It was Jubilee service. We have Jubilee once a month, the first Sunday of the month, and we have been doing this really, it's not always been called Jubilee, but we've been doing this since, I don't know, I'm guessing around 1994 or 1996, somewhere in there. And on Jubilee Sunday, we give to the advancement offering of the Rock Church. It pays the mortgage, and it pays other things, and it advances the kingdom of God. Some of it goes to missions when there's enough. And that's not the missions offering, but some of it goes there when it's needed. So great service. We baptized a couple of people at the end of the service. The Holy Ghost was there. We trust you had a good time also. Sundays are a great day. Now, I mean, I know if you're the minister, it's a busy day, and Monday you just want to take a deep breath and set back a little bit, or recreate, so that you're ready to go for the week. But it's still a great day. It's a great time with God's people and in God's house. This is just a real blessing. So, a lot of good things are happening. I just mentioned that I was on the way home from an ITW, which stands for Intensive Training Week. An Intensive Training Week is the capstone of the HopeCorps program, in which mostly young people, but we have had people as old as, I think, 72, who have done the full complement of HopeCorps. There are four classes that are taken online from Wilson University, actual college classes. When they finish those classes, then we all go to an ITW, Intensive Training Week. We have two sites that that we own. The HopeCorps site is owned by HopeCorps in Roatan, and they had a great time there. I think they had close to 40, about 35 students, and I think five alumni who came and volunteered to help with the ITW. And then in Mexico, I think there was about 21 or 22. Some of those were also alums that come. Not only are they great help, but some of them said, we received more this time than the first time that we ever went to an ITW. So these are great weeks. There's great teachers that are teaching in these, and they are teaching on five primary tracks, things such as leadership, help, how to be a maximal help in the local church with your leadership there, your pastor, mission, the world mission of the church, so that people get oriented to this, and other stuff. When they come back from HopeCorps, invariably, pastors tell us that the level of spiritual maturity and acuity is marked and significantly improved and deepened. And when they come back, they make saints, in almost every case, on a different level than they were when they went to HopeCorps. HopeCorps is a tremendous place where both theological truth and spiritual dynamics are emphasized. In every ITW, there is a commitment service, sometimes two commitment services on two different nights. And that service is about a real deep challenge to each of those individuals about their life and their future. And how concerned are they, and how much do they understand about their whole life being intertwined in the kingdom of God of which they are a part? So it is a great thing. It now has, I don't know, several thousand people that have taken the classes, and more than a couple thousand that have completed the entire program. It's a great thing. If you haven't signed up, I actually told them, I said, give me the details about people signing up for Hope Corps. I need to tell you first that if you've completed the academic side of Hope Corps, the classes with Wilson University, but you never did your ITW, so really you've never graduated from Hope Corps, the Hope Corps board and steering committee has made a decision that the challenge week that we have this year, we have it every year in Birmingham, Alabama. There we have the Hope Corps graduation and also the Wilson University graduation for all the other programs besides Hope Corps. This year, it's September 24th, 26th at New Life Center in Birmingham, pastored by Stephen Collins, who is a primary player and passionate about helping young people and preparing for a future, a preferred future in the apostolic movement, rather than just hanging out and hoping it all happens, preparing people for a future. And so on September 24th, 26th in Birmingham, Alabama, at New Life Church or New Life Center, one of the two, Pastor Stephen Collins, he's also the head of the steering committee for Challenge Week. It is going to be an incredible time. If you go to that, the committee said this is a one-time only opportunity to count that as your ITW. This is not going to be a process in the future that is a regular occurrence. It's a one-time only thing to give people who are not able to take their ITW that they can go to Challenge Week. Challenge Week has many of the same type of courses, classes, lectures, discussions, interviews, and so forth. It is top notch. It is taught by top notch people, people of maturity and strength and passion. So don't forget that. That's this year. That's September 24th through 26th in Birmingham. If you have taken the four courses of Hope Corps, but you have not ever attended your ITW, then here's your chance to complete this. It's only 3 days of sessions with evening services. You don't want to miss a one of them. The graduation is a great time on Friday night. We have graduation. After that, we have a spectacular gala every year. Last year, I think there was well over 400 people. Both years of the last 2 years, there's been over 400 people at the gala. It is just over the top. And so you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great time, great fellowship, lots of fun, but a lot of realistic stuff that is talked about there. So anyway, Hope Corps is a great thing. Roatan has a training center there, and Mexico has a training center, and they are just tremendous places. Philosophies, the theology and philosophy behind Hope Corps is that it lets people be exposed to the broader world, and they don't grow up to just be little blue blood kids that were raised in churches and never know much about the broader world. But it exposes them. It's intentionally not in places that are just cushy American churches. We could do that. People have offered their churches. People have said, why don't we do this so it's comfortable? And I mean, we don't want it to be just like dreadful, but we want people to see how the real world is. You can't have a passion for the world until you see that world beyond America. So all of this is part and parcel. There's a whole lot more, but all of this is part and parcel of what goes on in Hope Corps. And they just completed this year, and both of them were very successful, very successful. We're looking forward to next year. In fact, you can sign up. Let's see, when can you sign up? You can sign up for the fall cohort on August the 18th, it will start. That means you need to sign up now. That's only about 6 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks away. And so the August cohort starts on August the 18th. It's Hope Corps. It's the what's called the fall cohort. And you don't want to miss that. You can apply now at Hope Corps. Just one word, HOPECORPS, Hope Corps, has an S on the end of it, HOPECORPS, HopeCorps.net, HopeCorps.net, okay? And here's just a little example of some of the stuff that goes on at Hope Corps.
What impacted me the most and this ITW is how God is telling me how to narrow down the business idea I have to be able to support the missions.
I think it was awesome to be able to be immersed in the culture that is here from a different country.
Definitely the teachings. There's a lot to take away. And I think on my mind, what I had the most was, what am I gonna do when I go back home?
For me, the most impactful thing was the sessions. They touched my heart and God dealt with me through it, and I'm just excited. What's next?
So, I mean, that's just a little taste of it. There's a whole lot more we could talk about, but that's it. I also want to talk about some of you have inquired, some of you want to know about what would be the next step after Hope Corps, or even if you didn't take Hope Corps and you're somebody interested in ministry, not preaching necessarily, but you want to know the Word of God and you want to know and be more effective, and you want to know for your own sake more about the Bible. So I would tell you that the next thing you take is Launch Point. It's called Launch Point because you're launching into ministry, and it's Leadership Essentials and Apostolic Principles in Launch Point. So it also starts on August the 18th, and you can sign up there at wilsonuniversity.edu. Go there and it will give you instruction. If you are still confused, call the phone number and somebody here will help you here at Wilson University. So that's also happening. One more thing I wanted to mention that they did talk about at Hope Corps, and I think we just talked about to you in one of the kids, one of the young adults from the Hope Corps in Mexico. And that is Wilson University. This is an exciting thing to us, is starting Wilson Live course called Palabras de Fuego. Palabras de Fuego. And which stands for words of fire in Spanish. Palabras de Fuego. So this is a 2-week, it's 12 hours a week, it's not intensive at all, that is giving you basic Spanish for intercultural ministry if you don't know Spanish. And so there's a lot of times people meet, now if you don't know Spanish, it's a good time to start learning Spanish because Spanish is, I think, the second largest language in the world, and it is growing, and Spanish culture is growing in America at an extremely rapid pace. And so the space in our lives that we dedicate to adjusting so we can reach Spanish people with the gospel is necessary. And so this 2-week session gives you words, how to greet people. It will give you some basic things And it will also give you, this is interesting, it will give you some words for helping people pray and for altar work and for people that are receiving the Holy Ghost. The receiving the Holy Ghost is birth. It's called the new birth, okay? And so there are midwives in birthing chambers. So this is, there are people who know how to help people pray and know how to pray. And so this, so how do you say those things in Spanish? Well, this is also part of what's going to be covered in this very exciting course. This also starts on August the 18th. It's only, I don't know, $149. It'll be a session each day. There is no homework, but it is very informative. And if you've been thinking, if I just knew a little bit of Spanish, I could do some of these things. Well, here's your opportunity to learn more about it. So anyway, there's that. There's just so many good things happening. Peak is starting next week. Peak is the largest annual apostolic youth conference that is held annually. It is next week, July 16 through 18. That's Wednesday through Friday. It's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There's going to be a great lineup of preachers. Nathaniel Urshan will be the first preacher. Miles Young will be the second preacher. Nathan Cox will be the third preacher each service and each day. Nathan Holmes will be the fourth preacher. And Friday night, Cody Marks will wrap up the conference. So these are men who are competent and they are dynamic. And you're going to want to hear it. I just noticed that three of them are Nathaniels or Nathans. So I don't know what that's all about, but that's a good thing. That's a good name. So anyway, it's going to be great. It's going to be fabulous. There's afterburner activities on Thursday and Friday night for young people. I think the registration's $40 if you do it online, $50 at the door. There's nothing else like that going on. And so you want to be there. It's going to be a great and spectacular year. And if you are at Peak, be sure and visit the Wilson University booth and say hi, and we'll be glad to see you there. God bless you. This is a packed summer with great apostolic activity.